You are struggling in relationship after relationship. It seems like you are destined to spend your life alone. But there's something bothering you because you keep making the same mistake over and over again in every single relationship. And you always seem to end up broken and in deep in your feelings. There's a reason for the problems. There's a reason for the breakups. There is a disconnect somewhere that is forever working against you when it comes to relationships. Is it all of the individuals that you're in relationships with? Or is it something much deeper that needs to be investigated? The Relationship Therapy Podcast will expose the culprit to your lack of relationship happiness.
You've tuned into the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr., a podcast designed for couples who are married, couples who are dating, and have marriage in their future. We will guide you to the principles that will make your relationship better. Stick around. You might just learn something that will help your relationship last longer, grow stronger, and become healthier. Now, here's your host, Tony Miller Sr.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Relationship Therapy Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Miller Sr. And welcome. We thank you for being a part of this podcast. Thank you for my consistent listeners. Thank you for the feedback that I'm getting, and I would love to have more. So go ahead and email me if you've got questions. If there are subjects that you want to hear, please let me know. Now, in today's episode, we are wanting to talk about the subject, emotional baggage. Did you know that relationships are always under attack? There will be different obstacles and hurdles that you and your mate must go through in order to stay together. It doesn't matter how much love there is within the relationship. You have to stay on high alert just because any little thing can offset the bond of the relationship. What I'm talking about in this episode is one of the biggest killers of long-lasting relationships. I've already addressed infidelity in some of my episodes. I've talked about conflict in some of my episodes. And I've even spoken about differences between men and women, which can cause separation or breakups in themselves. So in this episode, I want to spend time talking about emotional baggage. I know that you may be thinking, this is really a surprise, Tony. Why would you talk about emotional baggage? But the truth of the matter is this. They could ruin just as many relationships as some of the other things that I've already talked about. Before I get into the meat of the matter, I have to explain what emotional baggage is. Emotional baggage can be described as any pain, anxiety, sadness, or anger that you are still dealing with, and it continues to occupy space in your mind because of past relationships. Baggage in a relationship occurs when someone is still experiencing the residual emotional effects from their past relationships that they carry unbeknownst into the new relationship. In this episode, as we deal with emotional baggage, I want to address the causes of emotional baggage. This baggage seems to linger and spill over into every new relationship you seem to have. I'm going to give you four causes of emotional baggage in new relationships. So, let's get started. Before I give the four causes, I want to apologize beforehand if any of these causes will cause some triggers for you. I'm just trying to get information out for people who may need that help. So I apologize if this triggers something in you. So let's begin. The first cause of emotional baggage in relationships is, number one, guilt from your previous relationship. Sometimes emotional baggage comes from a place of guilt. Maybe you cheated in a past relationship or previous relationships, and you may have mistreated a former partner and have carried that guilt into this current relationship. You understand that you are the reason for the breakups in all of the relationships that you've been a part of, but you have to learn to process, and you haven't processed it. Or at the very least, you haven't forgiven yourself. This tends to haunt you in future relationships because there may be an overcompensating that causes more drama than you expected. Often the person who is suffering from guilt in their last relationship, they feel like they don't deserve anybody else to love them. Their mindset might be that I'm just going to ruin this one just like I've ruined all the others. They are still in prison from their last mistakes. The danger here is that they will more than likely ruin the new relationship because they're carrying this worry. There will be constant belief that they are not doing enough to make sure that their mate is happy in this relationship. This could prove to be a heavy burden for their mate when they have to keep reminding the one with emotional baggage that everything is okay in the relationship. It damages the relationship. All that hurt and pain from their moments of infidelity has caused them to see nothing but what they have done. And they have become blinded of now they can do better, but they're trapped in their emotions, they're trapped in their feelings, and they're dooming this current relationship. The person who is suffering from emotional baggage from committing infidelity will tend to not have too many outside activities for fear they might slip and fall into what they used to do. That kind of thinking also starts going to their mate, and they don't want their mate to have any outside contacts as well. They have seen this movie before, and they want to stop it from playing. They don't want to relive it again and experience the indwelling hurt that it brings. The relationship never gets an opportunity to gain a consistent flow because the emotions are running hot and they're always going to stay hot. This relationship will eventually need some help, or it will be headed to an abrupt end or breakup. Number two of the causes of emotional baggage in relationships is previous toxic relationships. Now, I know I just finished a series on toxic relationships, but let me tell you about this. Toxic people and relationships can take a toll on your mental and physical health because they leave you feeling down and emotionally drained. Negativity tends to dominate a toxic relationship, making you carry the weight of emotional baggage, the shame, and also the hurt. What you carry into your new relationship can be the difference between success and failure in that new relationship. As I stated during the series on toxic relationships, you have to maintain or regain your mental health before you venture into another relationship. Just like the person who carries guilt from infidelity, the person that is coming from a toxic relationship also carries something that is highly flammable. And if it is not carefully navigated, you will burn that new relationship. They will either put up strong barriers that you're not able to penetrate or have no boundaries and are totally dependent upon you. They may not make any decisions on anything as simple as what they want to eat or what they will wear. Their mindset has been torn down to where they are comfortable with others, especially their new mate, making all of these decisions. This is not healthy for either person in the relationship. Sometimes they are so emotionally drained that it becomes a struggle for them to even show affection. Secondly, they may become like their tormentor from past. You have to watch carefully for their flipping of the switch in the relationship. They could easily become the aggressor and don't even realize it. When they have been through so much trauma and so much pain, that trauma regurgitates on a more elevated scale and it holds them hostage. And both you and your mate will need to see professional help. So far, we've given the first cause, guilt from your previous relationship. The second cause that I just talked about is previous toxic relationships. And then here is the third cause of emotional baggage in new relationships, rape or molestation. This is very difficult for me to deal with because this has never happened to me. I cannot imagine the feelings and all of the emotional baggage that they will carry and probably have to carry for the rest of their lives. This is not just a women's issue because it has happened to men as well. It is a human issue that has caused people to really seek help in dealing with it. It has troubled them emotionally and mentally, even socially. I'm not a rape counselor, nor do I pretend to be one. However, I added this because it is a reality. It is emotional baggage that goes into new relationships. There will be mates that have to endure the hurt that their significant other from a previous relationship has put them through. It has been physical, but more importantly, it has been emotionally draining and mentally draining. I believe it would take the mate to become educated on how it affects people, including your mate. Trying to love someone who has lost so much, it will be difficult. Having this information up front can save some drama in the relationship. And also, it can help you having a more perfect dynamic going forward. I'm not saying that it's impossible, but it is going to be challenging. And it's going to take some time and a lot of hard work for the relationship to be successful. The victim is fragile emotionally, and you don't want to be the one that triggers those emotions. It may take a great while before there can be intimacy with your mate. If you don't understand why that might be, you might not be the right person for that relationship. It's definitely going to take a special someone to help an abused person get through their trauma. Being honest with everyone about not being able to handle it will be the best thing that you can do. Don't just run along in the relationship and not do your due diligence about how you're feeling and whether you feel like you can make it through it or not. It's on you because you've got to be the catalyst to help them through their storm. That is the main reason why I urge you to go to counseling for yourself and for your mate. This will enable you to learn various techniques to help you and your significant other break through the tough ground of recovery. This, my friend, will probably be one of the toughest things you do and the most admirable one. And here's the final point. Poor parental relationships. This one is more serious than you would ever expect it to be. Often there are people who have struggled in their family relationships, and this can follow you all the way into your adult relationship. Here's the deal with how it goes and how it works. The first thing we have to acknowledge is that the very first relationship we see as a child are those of our parents or our caretakers. If those relationships are not healthy, it will make an impression upon us, and it may cause you problems in how you maneuver in your own adult relationships. It's important that children see loving parental relationships, because we tend to mock or imitate what we have seen displayed in front of us. The second possibility is the young person, when you have experienced and went through divorce with your parents. That is a tough situation to be in. Not many people are talking about how divorce affects the children. This pain of losing one of your parents, even while there may be shared parenting, it disrupts the flow of what you're used to as a child. How you process it can follow you into your adult relationship. If you don't process it the right way, it is going to hurt future relationships. You're thinking that the very same thing could actually happen to you. That may have divorce or breakup sticking at the forefront of your mind. So instead of living life with a healthy relationship or walking through this relationship and experiencing and loving about it, you're walking delicately through it, like, I don't need to make another mistake. This will cause problems in that relationship, which will send you to your flashbacks of your parents' separation or divorce. The final thing is, as we look and talk about poor parental relationships, is actual poor relationships with parents. Whatever the reason or whatever the perceived cause of the disconnect, this surely will carry over into your adult relationship, because the disconnect still hurts. One of the keys to working through this is finding forgiveness. Somewhere down the line, you've got to dig deep. And if that parent has done something to you, either by commission or omission, you've got to find yourself forgiving that parent. If you're the one that's carrying that unforgiveness, you have to let it go. Because somewhere down the line, if not, it's going to be all over your new relationships. And if they're the ones that's carrying unforgiveness, you forgive yourself and move on with your life. Seeking professional help is huge in realizing that this keeps resurfacing in relationship after relationship. When you of finding yourself torpedoing your relationship, getting rid of this emotional baggage will help you. And then you will be able to experience the beauty of relationships. And you can then finally see how fulfilling they can really be. Well, that's all the information I have for you today. I've given you four causes of emotional baggage that you carry into new relationships. Number one, we talked about guilt from your previous relationship. Number two, we talked about previous toxic relationships. Number three, rape or molestation. And then finally, number four, poor parental relationships. You've got to understand that carrying this emotional baggage into a new relationship is going to prove detrimental to the success of that new relationship. My advice to you is to get yourself whole, get yourself healthy, and prepare yourself for the next relationship in your life. So that might just be that long-lasting relationship that you've been looking forward to living. I hope you understood this. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I pray that it has helped somebody that's in the middle of taking on carrying emotional baggage to their new relationship. As we close today, I want you to remember, it takes two to make a relationship work.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. Tune in next time for more insight on how to make your relationship better. If you have any questions, please email us at tmrelationshiptherapy@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, remember, it takes two to make the relationship work.